Welcome everyone to worship. Great to have you. Happy Father's Day, all you dads out there. A few announcements. As you know, during the summer, we like to make use of some of our personal talent to participate in worship, and we thank Janae Gallo for playing today. But if you have any type of gift or talent, we'd love to have you participate. Also, jams and youth group, don't forget to meet Wednesdays at 6 to 8. June 26th, we're going to the Redeemer House. If you recall, for Camp Restore, Redeemer purchased a house. The week of the 27th, there's going to be workers in there putting in new windows. So we need to clean the inside of the house so it's safe for everybody. So if you could help, 9 to 1, we would really appreciate it. Also, don't forget, if you didn't paint a campus, pick one up and paint it for us. Book group is Tuesday at 7:30. Also, Redeemer Camp, July 31st through August 6th. There is early bird pricing if you sign up early. Also, we will welcome to the pulpit our emeritus pastor, Reverend Ron Farah, next Sunday. I'll be out of town for a wedding. And Vicar Jimmy is St. Louis. He left for St. Louis today. He has a week intensive class at the St. Louis Seminary, so he'll be gone all week. We also, I don't know if you're aware of this, Redeemer has a foundation. And the foundation was gifted to us by a congregation that shut down. We've had it for years. And according to the foundation's stipulations, we give money to students of the Michigan District who are at seminary. We give, on average, about $25,000 a year, which is great. And also, if we have a son of the congregation, that individual takes priority. So that's how we're helping fund Jimmy's education. So you're not paying for it. So that's good. Oh, we rise. Of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them,
Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I assure you, your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading is taken from Genesis chapter 17, beginning at the first verse. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell down on his face, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. Here ends the Old Testament reading. The epistle reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at the first verse. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Here ends the epistle reading. We rise for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 7, beginning at the 9th verse. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Here ends the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered
mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There's these four men at the hospital waiting room, and all their wives are having babies. One nurse comes out and goes to one man and says, "Congratulations, your wife had twins." He said, "I can't believe it. I worked for the Minnesota Twins." Next nurse came out, went to the next man, said, "Congratulations, you had triplets." He said, "Oh my goodness, I worked for the 3M company." Next nurse comes out, goes to the next man, says, "Congratulations, your wife had quadruplets." He's like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I worked for the Four Seasons Hotel." The next guy, he's banging his head on the wall. They go over and they say, "What's wrong?" And he says, "I work for the 7-Up company." Nothing like having a lot of children. Happy Father's Day. And today we're going to spend some time looking at Father Abraham. He is our spiritual father. We're going to go through his story. I know it's familiar, but we'll go through it again. You know, he must be pretty important because out of all the Old Testament characters, his name is mentioned most in the New Testament. 10 generations have passed from the flood. God now is going to choose a person to create his people. Now, we heard in our gospel, or our Old Testament lesson, God changed Abram's name to Abraham. This isn't the first time God promised he was going to be a father of many nations. The name Abraham means father of many. Can you imagine this old man changing his name? You don't think people are making fun of him? You don't have any children. You and your wife, they don't have father of many. What's wrong with you? It was when he was 75 that God made the first promise. Abraham, from you, many nations. If you could count the stars, sand on the seashore, that's how many your descendants will be. Now, some time passed, and Abraham and Sarah grew impatient. Sarah is Abraham's wife. You know, sometimes God just wants us to wait. God is working behind the scenes, and he wants us to wait. He wants us to have patience. But Abraham and Sarah are going to try to force God's hand. And so what does Sarah say? I must be the problem, not you, Abraham. Here's my maidservant, Hagar. I have a relationship with her. Now, Abraham doesn't seem to object. There's nothing in scripture about that. So he has a relationship with Hagar. Now, you can imagine there's tension in this household because now this relationship is much different. In fact, it's so bad, Hagar runs away. God comes to Hagar and says, "Go back. Go back. And guess what? You're pregnant." Now, this isn't what I planned. I wanted Abraham and Sarah to have the baby, not Abraham and you. But I'm still going to keep sort of my promise. It's going to be a big nation, the descendants from you. What's interesting, in Genesis 16, God says, "Of Ishmael, he will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone's hand, and their hand against him. He will live in hostility with all his brothers." Now, remember when Joseph is sold into slavery, who is he sold to? The Israelites. He became a nation. And I'm assuming Isaac and him had some kind of relationship because in Genesis 25, Abraham lived 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man full of years. And he was gathered to his people. I love that phrase. It often refers to going to heaven in the Old Testament. Being gathered to his people. His sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him. So they still knew each other. You know what's interesting? Abraham is identified as the father of three religions. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Muhammad would say Ishmael started the Islamic faith. So, God is still working with Abraham. One day, Abraham buys tent. Sarah's there. Three men visit. One of the men is God. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree.
anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, I did not laugh. But he said, yes, she did laugh. She lied to God. I didn't laugh. God said, don't you laugh. They named the child Isaac, which means he laughed. Not Sarah laughing, God laughed. Nothing is too difficult for God. Now, some time passes. You know, spending time with children is so important. And maybe sometimes when we're younger parents, we get so overly caught up in our career, what we're doing, that we fail to really invest in. Well, let me tell you, on your deathbed, you're not going to say, oh, I wish I spent one more day at work. You're going to say, I wish I could spend one more day on children, grandchildren. It's an interesting story. Charles Francis Adams, grandson of John Adams, son of John Quincy Adams, served the Massachusetts State Senator, also a U.S. Congressman, and ambassador to Great Britain during the time of Abraham Lincoln. He always kept a journal, and he encouraged his children to keep a journal. His son Henry kept a journal. One day he went fishing with Dad. He wrote this in his journal. Went fishing with my father today, the most glorious day of my life. Time would pass. Henry would be older, but he'd get to look at his father's journal. He wanted to see what he wrote on that day. This is what his father wrote. Went fishing with my son, a day wasted. Can you imagine how that must have hurt? Don't underestimate the power and influence of spending time with your children for granted and what that means to them and appreciate it. So some time passes. God comes to Abraham. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. You know, today we're honoring graduates at 10:30. You get out of school, you think you're done with tests. No, God, this is God's classroom. Many times he tests us. He doesn't tempt us, but he tests us. It's more than lip service. It's acting on the promises of God. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac. Go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, it's interesting that the writer would incorporate that. They get to that hill on the third day. What happened on the third day? Christ came back to life. Isn't it? At 8 o'clock, when I lost my place at the exact same place, where am I? On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw a place in the distance. He said to his servant, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we'll come back. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire in the night. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son Abraham, replied. The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told them about, Abraham built an altar. Arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham! Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. Can you imagine the emotion for Abraham? This was his son. His only son. It says that a number of times. Don't fail to see the connection. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Can you imagine the emotion for Abraham? What was he thinking? He's going to have to sacrifice his son. he and Sarah were going to have a child. Now God's going to make him sacrifice his son, his one and only son. At some point, he had to tell Isaac, listen, this is what God told me to do, and I have to do it. What is Abraham thinking? How can he do that? Now remember, he told his two servants when they went up to the hill, me and the boy will go worship, and then we'll come back. Getting something of his mind. What is he thinking? It's not till the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 11, even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned, Abraham reasoned that God would even raise the dead. And so in a matter of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. You see what he's thinking? God's going to be faithful to his promise. I know it. I'm going to sacrifice my son, but he's going to come back to life. That's what he's thinking. In John 8:56, Jesus talking to religious leaders, they were bickering. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. They get all upset. Well, you're crazy. That was a long time ago. You weren't alive. Did Abraham see the redemption story? He is acting it out. He's taking his son, his only son. He's going to sacrifice it. His son carries the wood as Jesus carries the cross. A voice from heaven, don't lay a hand on the lad. This is Mount Moriah. Pretty much the location Jesus was crucified. Can you imagine the emotions of God the Father? Even though we have been unfaithful and we have sinned and transgressed his holy ways, he sacrifices his son for you. Can you imagine the emotions? There's no voice from heaven saying, don't lay a hand on the lad. He watches his son. The story is being played. In that death and resurrection, we have forgiveness and the gift of eternity. Galatians 3:29, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's and heirs according to the promise. We may not have Jewish blood, but we are Abraham's descendants by faith. And he is our spiritual father. On this Father's Day, let's look at those people in our life, those men in our life, dads, grandpas, those men who impact our life, make a difference. Let's thank them and appreciate them. Also understand dads or grandpas. That little boy that went fishing with Dad, it was glorious. Think about how you made it go around the team when you give yourself to them. You give them a glorious day. And as we celebrate Dad and our spiritual dad, Abraham, we also celebrate God our Father. For he would not speak, don't lay a hand on the lad. And he watched his son, his only son, die for us. Such a great sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise for prayer. O most gracious Father, we give thanks this day for Father Abraham and his faithfulness. We rejoice that we are his descendants, children of the Heavenly Father who sacrificed his only son for our salvation. Be with those mourning the loss of loved ones. Remind them that you gather them to your people. We remember the family and friends of Bob Seeger. Also be with those facing health concerns. Chris Anderson, Helga, Matthew Warnke, James, Lita, Dan Hogan, Don and Sue, Dave, Chris, Decker, Rick Russ, Etta Unruh, Izzy Sherman, Janelle Thorne, Kurt Young, Nancy Dillman, Eliana, Ronnie and Mary, and Helen. And Carol C., who is in hospice, reminder of the joy of what heaven will bring. Also be with world leaders and President Biden, grant them your wisdom and strength. The altar flowers this day, placed by the Rolfe family in loving memory of Bill. We give thanks for his life, and he has been gathered to his people. Also, the family got soup kitchen sponsors this month. We give thanks for them.